Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now,
Lord. If I find favor in your sight, Lord.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
takes just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are.
Oh, praise the Lord. Are there any glory seekers out there tonight? Are there any glory seekers? You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I am so glad to be your host tonight. You know, the Bible says his glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Now, you probably can't do anything about his glory covering the heavens, but if you are in the earth and you have breath in your lungs, you can definitely be a participant in filling the earth with praise. And so I am so glad that you have joined me on this evening, and I pray that I can encourage you, even invoke you to a place and a posture of praise, a mindset of worship, and even more than that. The Bible says, the book of Psalms opens up and says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living waters that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Are you in the mood to meditate on the word of God tonight? Because I pray that that's why you've joined me on this evening. And so we are going to prepare ourselves to go into our time of meditation. Go right in. And before I do that, I just want to send some shout-outs and dedications to each and every one of you. I may know you, I may not know you, but I want you to know that I am thinking about you on this evening. And so tonight, if you have gone to church, if you went to your worship service on this day, whether it was your church or you visited the church, and there was a word of the Lord that was ministered and it just touched your soul and blessed your heart, I'd invite you to take this time for the next 14, 15, 20, 25 minutes, however long it is. I invite you to just spend some time meditating on the word that was ministered on this afternoon. If you did not get to a church tonight, I encourage you to prepare yourself to go throughout the week or just next Sunday, and don't forsake the fellowship. Don't forsake the fellowship. Allow yourself to spend some time, not just in the presence of the Lord God, but in the fellowship of his saints and his people. So amen. On that note, we're going to meditate. But first, let us just have a word of prayer. Blessed God, our Father, we reverence you, we bless you, we thank you, and we love you. And I celebrate you, Lord God, for every personal triumph, Lord God, and every covenant blessing that you have given me and given each and every person that is listening on this evening, God. Each and every participant, Lord God, those that are pressing into your presence and setting, Lord God, setting it upon their heart, Lord God, to pursue you on this night, I thank you for them. I pray for those that are in covenant partnership with Laborers for Christ, Lord God, and this apostolic network, God. I bless you for all of the churches, Lord God, all of the partner ministries all over Chicago and in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, and the East Coast and the West Coast and the South and overseas and in all continents and countries in Africa, Lord God, and even there in Southeast Asia, Lord God. I lift up your name, oh God, and I lift each and every one of those pastors up, Heavenly Father. And I pray, God, that you would bless them and keep them, oh God. I pray, God, for every partner ministry, Lord God, every friend, every church, Lord God, and every saint, Lord God, that we fellowship here with here out here in Seattle, Lord God. I just ask, God, that you bless them, God, and bless every ministry and kingdom endeavor, God, that they press into you, Lord God, for. Lead them and guide them, God. Lead us and guide us. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Let us now spend time in meditation. This is Tehillah Worship. Amen and amen.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My purpose is to praise you. My blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord, for you, for always and forever. My purpose is to pray. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. This is Tehillah worship. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Have you ever sat and wondered what heaven is going to be like? Hear these words. "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." This is Tehillah worship.
Your presence, Lord.
Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Heavenly Father. We bless you. We reverence you. We worship you. And we want to enjoy your glory. We have come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. And as always, I have enjoyed myself, and I hope and pray that you also enjoyed yourself. I encourage you to have a blessed week, a prosperous week. And may the word of God be prominent in your life. I encourage you to reach out to somebody, not just pray for somebody in your closet, but reach out to somebody and be the ministry that they need in this season. Just because the holidays are over doesn't mean somebody's hurting and needs some love. And while you're at it, if they don't know Christ, invite them to meet him. So to that end, I pray God's best blessings be yours. And I pray that you have a wonderful week. And I encourage you to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is an awesome man. He's an awesome being. So know this, God is able. God is able, God is able, God is able. And so I'll leave you with these words. God bless you and good night.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all, all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do just what he said.
Don't give up on
never wanted to throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise.